that's right. Not just that one poll, but other polls say the same thing. I'm not going to call the election this morning. That'd be kind of foolish of me, I think. But unless something happens very dramatically and in a major way, and time is short, Mitt Romney's not going to win this election.
President Obama's courting students today during rallies at two universities in Ohio. How important is the student vote to President Obama again?
Well, it certainly helped him out 4 years ago. Now, there's not as much fervor, according to everything we can see among young people today, as there was at the 2008 election. But he's going to get a sizable percentage of the vote that actually occurs. You know, Ohio is so important. No president has been elected in modern times, certainly no Republican president, without winning Ohio. And Mitt Romney's behind there. And Romney's behind in Pennsylvania. He's behind in Virginia. He's behind in Wisconsin. He's behind in North Carolina. He may come very close or even win the popular vote and lose the Electoral College and not be sworn in.
It's a 10-point lead for Obama in Ohio, according to this New York Times poll. One of the things that jumped out at me was he has a 35-point edge among voters under the age of 35.
Well, young people still gravitate to Barack Obama. I mean, let's face it, one of Mitt Romney's big problems is that he does not connect with a whole mass of Americans out there. I know him slightly, I think from all I see, he's a decent man who's good to his family and all of that. Forget his dog. That may be different. And as far as I can tell, he's made his money in a legal way in using the free enterprise system, which is what our country's based on. Okay. But he just doesn't have the touch. Franklin Roosevelt was wealthy, had the touch. John Kennedy had a big trust fund, had the touch. So it's not just money. It's Mitt.
ABC's Sam Donaldson, we have just 20 seconds left, but the first debate is coming up next week. What are the two candidates prepping the most for right now?
Each is going to try to goad the other into making a mistake. President Obama, perhaps, has more experience from the standpoint of modern times. So let's watch and see which one can trip the other one up, if either.